With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Baghdad and Washington beginning formal talks to end the coalition mission in that country.
The United States and Iraq held a first session of formal talks in Baghdad. The talks are aimed at winding down the mission of a U.S.-led military coalition formed to fight the Islamic State group in Iraq. Iraqi Prime Minister Mohammed Shia al-Sudani said in a statement that he sponsored the beginning of the talks. Washington has had a continuous presence in Iraq since its 2003 invasion, although all U.S. combat forces left in 2011, thousands of troops returned to Iraq in 2014 to help the government of Iraq defeat the Islamic State. I'm Karen Shamas.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing back after an international court of justice ruling to limit death and destruction in Gaza. He says, quote, "We decide and act according to what is required for our security." Also at SRNnews.com, CIA Director William Burns helping President Biden with efforts to release the remaining hostages held by Hamas. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says Biden has called regional leaders to discuss those efforts.
President Biden spoke with Qatari Emir Sheikh Al Thani and Egyptian President al-Sisi. As a matter of fact, that second call of President al-Sisi just wrapped up here a little bit ago. To discuss the latest developments in Israel and in Gaza, including our efforts to secure the release of all the hostages taken by Hamas.
Voters in Taiwan repelling a wave of disinformation seeking to undermine their democracy ahead of the election earlier this month. In doing so, the island can offer lessons to the United States as well as several other nations. This is SRN News. Well, the pro-life message is resonating with our younger people.
A new poll from YouGov and Students for Life of America indicates that two-thirds of Americans ages 18 to 42 support some kind of limits on abortion. 54% of that demographic also agrees with the statement, quote, "human rights should begin in the womb." And the survey reveals 75% of young adults of voting age want restrictions on abortion from the point of viability onward. Abortion will be on the ballot in several states this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in India bracing for more persecution ahead of national elections. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has opened a controversial Hindu temple built on the ruins of a historic mosque in the city of Ayodhya. The event, designed to galvanize Hindu voters, and many fear will lead to more acts of violence. This is SRN News. A major social media platform laying off dozens of workers.
TikTok becomes the latest tech company to trim jobs in the new year. A spokesperson for the company confirmed the social media platform is cutting 60 jobs. The company did not provide a reason for the layoffs. It says the impacted workers can apply to other open positions at TikTok, which currently has more than 120 similar job listings.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting the layoffs follow other job cuts at a number of companies, including Discord and Amazon-owned Twitch, have laid off hundreds. Google and Amazon have also cut jobs. Irish eyes are smiling, and why not? Some 400,000 public sector workers in Ireland are getting a pay hike, and it's a nice one. 10.25% increase over 2 years. More details at srnnews.com.